from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us live, Mitch Nowakowski, Fillmore District Council member in Buffalo. Mitch, good morning. If this all goes down, where does this leave the city?
Good morning, Brian and Susan. So as we can, you know, we know is he's probably the mayor is going to probably accept this position, which will leave us with an acting mayor in Council President Chris Scanlon and a common council who will have 8 members. The first time it'll be an even number because of Chris Scanlon moving up. And, you know, next year we're going to be facing turbulent fiscal times. So I think that our work is cut out for us. And what I keep telling people is the fact of the matter is, you know, politics aside, you know, you can look at the common council that will be governing. You know, we can't have any divisions or let politics get in the middle of it because we have to continue to move the city of government forward.
Hey, you mentioned 8 members and an acting mayor for perhaps over a year, depending on, you know, when this all happens and gets set in motion. How is that going to work? You mentioned no politics, you have to govern. Is it going to be a challenge to work that way for that long of a period of time?
You know, yeah, it's going to be a part of, you know, these are uncertain times. So we're going to be kind of building the plane while flying it. And, you know, I think that, you know, true leaders step up in the face of, you know, differences in adversity or uncertainty. So, you know, I don't, you know, the way I look at it is, you know, we got to get down to doing the people's business. I think that there's going to be times where it gets murky or a little bit, you know, weird because of, the, you know, just the sheer fact that we've never really had a mayor that has ever left in the duration of their term and then had a council president as acting mayor. It's one of those things where, you know, we just have to revert to the charter and what it says and move forward.
We're starting to hear some names of people interested in running for mayor next year. What about you?
You know, I think it's one of those things where, you know, I think that everybody's, you know, thinking, you know, who could be the next mayor. And, you know, right now I really enjoy being council member and, you know, second term council member Mitch is really feeling, you know, confident in what he's doing now. And so I think that, you know, I don't think that that's going to be in the cards for me just yet.
Well, this ends a term that's lasted. You know, I said earlier this morning, Mitch, that Mayor Brown sworn in January 1st of 2006. That means he's been mayor for longer than I've been driving, which is an extremely long time. What do you think the legacy will be of Mayor Brown? That how do you think he will be remembered doing this job for such a long time?
That's a good question, because there's a whole generation of Buffalonians that only know Mayor Brown as being the mayor of Buffalo. And for me, for what his legacy will be is, you know, the mayor is very calm, cool, and collected. And it's easy in politics and in, you know, the face of, you know, turbulent times or adversity to kind of, you know, act out of character. And his, you know, his legacy to me will be that, you know, he kept the city of Buffalo safe. He moved us forward the best way he thought he could do. You know, in the end, you know, he chose to do what he thought was right, even if people disagreed. So I think that, you know, the past 20 years, I mean, let's face it, like you said, Brian, you know, 20 years ago was a while. I mean, we weren't even on Facebook 20 years ago. A lot has changed, even in our social politics and society. And, you know, I think that, you know, in, you know, changing times, he was a steady hand.
That steady hand, and you mentioned not really getting into the weeds and the, you know, he said, she said, that politics can so often be. And, you know, it kind of reminds me that Brian Higgins, congressman for such a long period of time, also moving on and, you know, leaving office. We've had a lot of that in Buffalo. Are you nervous at all that that won't be the approach of whoever takes control next? Are you hoping that somebody will have kind of that cooler head, so to speak, whoever that next mayor may be?
You know, I do. I think that, you know, you're starting to see longtime incumbents, and in Buffalo, you know, we hold on to our incumbents, to stay in office for quite some time. And, you know, you're seeing a new generation of leadership that's going to step up and lead. And we have a bench here. You know, oftentimes people look, you know, everywhere else for leadership, and we have leadership here right in our own backyard. We have council members, we have state senators and assembly members who are ready to lead. I don't think that, you know, I think politics has changed a lot since, you know, since 2006, since the mayor came into office. I don't think we'll see future mayors stay that long. But I think that change is good. You know, change can be scary, but change is good.
Mitch, do you think, though, that the mayor is getting out before a budget catastrophe?
To be honest, I do. You know, I think that we're going to hit a wall next year. And, you know, I was elected in 2020, and we were in a tough fiscal position then. You know, we were bailed out by the American Rescue Plan. We have filled in budget gaps. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, our revenue stayed stagnant and our expenses went up. And the way that we filled those holes were, you know, through savings and other people's money. And, you know, the next, you know, people say about incumbency of the council president, I think that the work is cut out for him. You know, with that incumbency comes a lot of work ahead of us. And, you know, all of that is going to be turbulent, but we have to stand united to move the city forward, period.
Well, Mitch, thank you for the time this morning. Appreciate it. Mitch Nowakowski, Buffalo Common Council member, joining us on the Trocare College Live Line.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.